All right, Bricks. After a very enigmatic first segment, we're gonna finally get into the NFL full on, and we are 2 weeks in. So I think it's time that we make some just overarching statements and impressions. Just give our impressions on the league. I mean, we're 2 weeks in. We practically know everything. So these are our way too early NFL impressions. You want to go first?
You know what? You can lead it off. Actually, I agreed. I had written down in my notes the same guy that you did, and that's RG3.
That's right. So, early impression, RG3 is a Hall of Famer.
You know,
Dude is going to Canton, sign it up, put his jacket on right now. He can play the rest of his career with jacket on.
You know, it's funny because you say that in jest. As a Giant fan, I am completely bummed for two reasons. One,
he is so good.
He is a beast.
I didn't realize
he had the cannon that he's got.
That pass he made against I think this last week against St. Louis, where he's, you know, back foot and just launches it like 60 yards
right
in the air,
which is ridiculous.
Insane.
And I didn't watch that much Baylor football. I'm sorry to say I didn't spend my Saturdays hunting
through. Tune into,
yeah, well, you know what? Most of the time I couldn't because he played for Baylor.
You didn't satellite in the Big 12 network?
No, I did not. So, you know, you watch the highlights, and he's got the Heisman highlight package that they put together that you mm-hmm. keep playing. And it's him running, you know, going crazy with the run game and then throwing really long deep balls. I didn't realize in the intermediate game, the 15 to 25 yards, I mean, he zips them.
Yeah.
Right on target.
And you know what? I was worried coming in that he was going to be a Mike Vick guy, a run first, pass later guy. Hasn't been. He isn't a scramble. I mean, I think they're turning him into he's passing the ball between the 20s, and when they get into that red zone area where he can legitimately run for a touchdown, that's when he becomes the crazy double threat. And
right.
it's worked so far. I don't see any reason that it won't work going forward. The only thing is, I mean, you're going to have to see when he comes up against real defense, or I say real defenses, better defenses. See, but all indications are this guy is going to be good.
He is good. And the other thing that I hate, and I've actually done a 180 on this character, but when Donovan McNabb first came in the league, I really liked Donovan McNabb, and it was tough because I hate the Philadelphia Eagles, but I just kind of like Donovan McNabb. So
right.
And, you know, eventually he started kind of, he came aloof in the media. He was kind of defensive. He threw some of his players under the bus,
mm-hmm.
made some statements about the Giants. He did that thing with the phone. I don't know if you recall that a couple years ago.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Making his huge comeback against the G. And I lost my favor for the flavor that was Donovan McNabb. RG3, I really like. He's a upstanding dude. He's the most electrifying guy out there. And it's funny because he's electrifying, yet at the same time, 9 out of 10 of his highlights thus far have been with his arm.
Right. So here's a question. How long until he becomes RG3? If he's Bob right now, is
no,
he RG3
no longer
yet?
Early impression is O.C. You know what? If O.C. had a nickname, he should go back to being called O.C. because that guy hasn't shown up at all.
That's
literally
a fair point.
Third quarter of the last New York Giant game, I said, oh, is that O.C. on the field? I thought
well,
he went out with an injury I didn't know about early.
The thing I notice about O.C. sometimes is His stats get a little skewed because you'll look at the end of the season. Wow, he had 14 sacks this year.
He
had six of them in that one game against the Eagles.
OC picks his times.
Normally when he comes in, it's exactly the right time. It's thank you for that sack fumble.
Well, that's
down 14
that's
right now. That was big. Thank
He's
you.
He's the greatest strip artist I've ever seen. The guy has a knack for
and
knocking
trust
the ball
me,
out.
Bricks has seen some strip artists.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm talking about.
What about you? What is a way too early impression for you, Pierce Briggs?
The New York Giants pass rush is,
we were getting there.
Overrated. The New York Giants pass rush has aged and aged quickly. And if
aged is where you're going.
You have Jason Pierre-Paul. Obviously, the guy is young and he's
his way to those 30 sacks as predicted on this very podcast.
He's
by,
got
by one
through
Pierce
two,
Bricks.
One through two games. But the fact of the matter is, looking at this right now, and hopefully it changes, hopefully I'm eating crow on this come tomorrow evening,
mm-hmm.
but you look at this team, Justin Tuck had like 5 sacks last season. OC Umeniora missed a large portion of the season, still ended up with 9, but it's as you said, You know, he had 3 in 1 game, 3 in another game, yeah. 3 in another game. He had, you know, none for the rest of the season. Yeah, the interior guys are great. Rocky Bernard has finally shown up after taking the 2011
Joseph's having
season.
A good season.
Joseph was a great pickup, a great pick.
I would
me.
Say the linebackers are having a very good season.
The line,
as
listen,
well.
The linebackers are having a better season than the defensive ends.
And that's not what you expect. And I do believe it'll change. It's just, yeah, we both know it's the New York Giants. They're enigmatic. I used it already, but I'm going to use it again. They're enigmatic, and they are just weird, man. They come and go, but when they do come, it is glorious.
I'm going to let that one lie. I'm going to let that one lie. But listen, I have a problem. That is certainly a concern. I think the additional way too early prediction that impression that I've seen, Peyton Manning's lost some arm strength. I didn't see him zipping balls like I kind of expected.
It's interesting. He had that great first game against he had that great opener against the Steelers, and then you hear last night that hear Monday night that he's telling Gruden and Tirico that don't judge me off that. I'm not there yet. And everyone pronounces it. Peyton's back. Look at that guy. He is back to the Peyton of old. And he comes out and says, no, I'm not. And then he puts his arm where his mouth is and throws 3 picks in the first quarter. So I guess.
It just doesn't seem, you know, when you watch, and there's a lot of guys, we are in a golden era of quarterbacks.
We're
in an era where it's easier to play quarterback, but at the same time, there are a lot of really good ones in the league right now. And if you watch a Matt Stafford throw and you watch a Jay Cutler throw, and it was the easiest way to show it was a guy in Matt Ryan who doesn't have fantastic arm strength. You watch him go up and down the field, and then you look at Peyton. You're like, Peyton, it didn't look like he could squeeze balls in really small windows, just like zip it through. It didn't seem that he had that. There were a couple plays where, you know, you're listening to John Gruden and Gruden saying, oh, if you didn't think his arm was back to 100%, just look at this throw. And I'm like, listen, Gruden, A, you know, stop praising everybody. There's somebody sucks in the game. And, you know, it may have passed John Gruden's eye test, or maybe he was just saying that because he gets paid to just praise nowadays. But when I was watching the game, I saw a guy who did not have the pinpoint accuracy and arm strength that I'm used to seeing. And, you know, hopefully it grows. But as of right now, I think that's my major concern with the Denver Broncos, who I picked to make it to the Super Bowl.
My final way too early impression comes by way of the New England Patriots. And that is that Bill Belichick and Tom Brady are still really mad at Wes Welker for dropping that ball in the Super Bowl.
You know, I don't know.
They are still on it. I mean, they are holding that grudge and aggressively so.
It's funny because I actually took a different stance on why Wes Welker's not being involved in that offense.
Contract?
And I think it's a contract. I think Bill Belichick is in making the conscious decision that he wants to retain Wes Welker for the long run, and the best way to retain him for the long run is not let him have another 127 catches.
See, but this is,
like he did in 2011.
This is one of those things where you know, you just Bill Belichick outsmarts himself and trying to outsmart everybody. He just dude. He's a great wide receiver. Give him the ball. You're not. Who in their right mind is starting Julian Edelman over Wes Welker? Are you out of your mind? I don't care if you're holding some grudge because he didn't sign his deal fast enough for you in the summer. I don't care if you've got some brilliant scheme to underpay him and sign him up at the end of this season for 4 more years. Throw him the ball. You lost. You are 13.5-point favorites in a 1 o'clock game at home to a West Coast team, and you lost. And oh, by the way, you lost to Kevin Cobb. Now, admittedly, some of my anger right now is because I had the Patriots in an eliminator pool, and I am now out. So screw you, Belichick. But you know what would have helped? Throwing Wes Welker the ball. Maybe starting him because he's your best wide receiver, you moron.
You know, it doesn't make sense. And listen, there's a converse side of this argument, and that's that Wes Welker doesn't want to – he's pulling a DeSean Jackson. Perhaps he's not putting in the effort in practice because he doesn't want to get
hit. Man, we talking about practice.
Okay, well, even in the game.
We ain't talking about a game.
Even in the game. Perhaps he's not going full out because he knows that his last chance to make money is coming up. And the Patriots aren't willing to do it, so he's kind of giving a screw you to the Patriots, and he's waiting so that somebody else will pay him money. Now, you have to think that is kind of stupid, because if you don't put up numbers, you're not going to get paid in the offseason regardless. But it is possible, and I think people view Wes Welker as a stand-up guy. So when you see when you see DeSean Jackson last season do it through a couple games,
nobody, for a fact, it's because he's punking out.
Yeah,
it wasn't a stretch to say, wow, you know, nobody was like, well, DeSean Jackson's character tells me that he's a real, you know, stand-up guy. Wes Welker is, though. So I'm looking at this as Belichick with some crazy, stupid scheme trying to outsmart the league, and it's just, you're being an idiot, Belichick. Fix it. Throw your best wide receiver the ball.
And
stop signing Kellen Winslow.
It's not even just that he's not throwing Wes Welker the ball. It's that the way that offense runs, Wes Welker is their running game. You know, their running game is short passes to Wes Welker in open space. So if you don't have him, then you're not infusing him within the offense, then the Arizona Cardinal defense can key in on just guarding these tight ends who obviously don't have breakout speed. They're tight ends. And pinning back and getting at
the
quarterback.
But no, you know what? It's going to be fine because the Patriots have just made their 14th tight end signing since the draft, and they brought in dynamic talent Kellen Winslow. So they're going to be fine. I mean,
Kellen Winslow is a dynamic talent.
Yeah, the previously unsigned, nobody in the league wanted him, Kellen Winslow.
I'm not saying that he's a good player, but he is a dynamic talent, at one point he was a dynamic talent. He was a very high first-round pick.
You're right.
He was a soldier at the U.
Yeah, Michael Jordan was a dynamic talent. I don't want him on the Knicks right now.
I don't think Kellen Winslow is as washed up as MJ is right now.
I'm not sure that's true.
I don't think that it's a terrible move, just because if Kellen Winslow can still play, you know, you need somebody to fit in that Aaron Hernandez mold, because Aaron Hernandez is such a big part of your offense, and it's not like you're plugging in Jake Ballard.
You could plug in Jake Ballard. I'd rather have Jake Ballard right now than Kellen Winslow.
No, that's that's stupid.
Jake Homer Ballard, in
you
the
literally can't play.
Taking a he was signed at least.
I know he's signed. He
I
was
want
signed
a healthy
the...
Jake Ballard
okay,
over
but you don't have,
Kellen Winslow.
You don't have a healthy
right, that's a
Jake
fair
Ballard.
Point. I you, forgot about you, the ACL injury.
Right.
If he was healthy, I'd rather have obviously, I don't want dude in wheelchair over Kellen Winslow. But healthy, I think, I'd take Kellen Winslow. I'd take
Belichick. Bill Belichick has to sign Kellen Winslow here. I know that he's been accruing tight ends, but he plays them. He plays two tight ends, and you need a unique guy like Aaron Hernandez who can do the tight end wide receiver type of a thing. Winslow can do that. He has some speed. He has good
hands. You
know
who can do the wide receiver thing? Wes Welker. Play him, Belichick.
Yeah, but not within that system.
When we come back, we're going to talk, we're going to get into the Giants-Panthers tomorrow night. We'll preview that game. It's Cover 2.